This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Hollywood is coming to Michigan. The Michigan premiere of the new film, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, happens on Tuesday, December 19th in Grand Rapids in Ann Arbor. The film stars Dwayne Johnson, Karen Gillan, Jack Black, and many more names, inspired by the work of my next guest. Chris Van Allsburg is the renowned writer and illustrator of children's books. He's won 2 Caldecott medals for his illustrations for the Polar Express and Jumanji, which was published in 1981. Van Allsburg grew up in Grand Rapids, and he's here with us now to talk about this new take on Jumanji. Chris Van Allsburg, welcome back to Stateside.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So I'm curious, where did you get that original idea for this board game that's magical with real animals and jungle dangers that players face in real life? Where did this idea come to you?
Well, I wrote the story as an adult, but I had recollections of feeling a kind of a disappointment when I played board games when I was a kid. I had a decent imagination, but there was still something vaguely disappointing about playing Monopoly and not having real money, that sort of thing. And and so I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if there was such a thing as a board game, which did not require the imagination of the players, because everything that happened on the board game actually came to life, happened in real life. So that was the kind of starting point. And then I thought about different kinds of games, and I sort of hit on a jungle game because I thought the combination of jungle perils inside your house would be a provocative combination.
And now we get to actually ask the creator, where did the word Jumanji come from, and does it mean anything?
Well, it does now. It's the name of a game, but when I was just sort of, you know, casting around for a name, I mean, I was set on finding something that was slightly exotic, didn't sound like it was a word from the English language. And I think maybe the J attracted me because it sort of suggested jungle. And I don't know, it just sort of at that point sprang into my head, Jumanji.
There you go. So it came out of your brain. And of course, we all remember the 1995 film version of Jumanji with Robin Williams as Alan Parrish. How involved were you with that production, Chris?
Well, in the development process, I was involved. There is, of course, this story, which is the intellectual property that is the book. And so that's a starting point. But in the short things that I write, obviously a great deal needs to be added. That happens through the development process and screenwriting process. So during that period of development, I was involved in contributing ideas about how the story might be developed. And then at a point, my contributions were, you know, taken away by screenwriters, and they wrote many screenplays and finally ended up with the Jumanji that we know.
And it's certainly one of Robin Williams' more memorable roles. And now we have this remake. What were your thoughts when you heard that there was a remake in the works?
I think maybe 2 or 3 years after Jumanji, they'd already set about trying to exploit the popularity of the first film with a sequel, which is kind of a financial model for Hollywood. But they struggled for some years getting a script that they liked, that they thought did justice to the first, was worthy of the name Jumanji. And in the meantime, I was working on a book sequel to the Jumanji book that I wrote. Because on the last page of the book, Jumanji, there are 2 children running off with a game.
Yes.
Identified as Danny and Walter Budwing. And so I, as the author of the book and with the rights to write a sequel to that book, decided I would find out what happened to Danny and Walter Budwing and wrote a story called Zathura, which is a space adventure game. And so Sony liked that a lot. They went ahead and made it, and they sort of thought of it as a Jumanji sequel, but not really.
Ah.
So I guess about 3-4 years ago, the studio executives started thinking, you know, we haven't really tapped into the Jumanji enthusiasm that exists out there. Of course, a lot of the audience that saw it back in 95 is old enough now and they have their own children. Usually sequels don't come out that
much time span, yeah.
That time frame. But so they figure, well, that's great. Now parents will take their kids to see Jumanji 2.
And here we have it, Jumanji, yeah. Welcome to the Jungle. What do you like about this new version?
It's updated. It's no longer a board game. It's a video game. And I think maybe the most interesting thing about it is the use of a convention in video game design, which is that when people play it, they can choose an avatar. So when they actually play the game, they're playing sort of through the identity of this avatar of a character in the video game. So this is actually what happens to the 4 teenagers who play this game. They all end up drawn into this video game, but when they arrive in the video game, they do not arrive in their own bodies. They now inhabit their avatars.
And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I saw a review in the Wall Street Journal by Joe Morgenstern who said a lot of the fun is in figuring out who winds up as, you know, Dwayne Johnson or who winds up as Jack Black. And even Joe said, I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to leave you the fun of discovering that.
So the goal, obviously, in using a premise like that would be to make the most extreme contrast you could between the, you know, the individual playing and the avatar they inhabit. But the interesting thing about it is that it's a sort of collaborative effort amongst these four actors. But the four actors actually represent eight characters because they not only have the character of the avatar, but they also have the character of the person they were before they became the avatar.
Gotta wonder, when you published Jumanji 36 years ago, would you have imagined two films, plus that animated TV show from the 90s, plus, as you say, you had the sequel film. Would you have ever thought that was going to happen?
Well, no. I mean, authors fantasize about the impact their efforts might have on a reading audience, or in the case of a picture book, a reading viewing audience. And you want to believe that it will find an audience, that it will be enthusiastically received. But it would be delusional and to actually believe that, oh, the thing I'm working on now will, you know, generate a couple of films and it'll be around for years and years and years. So, no, I did not entertain those ideas. I am maybe not so surprised because it's happened slowly and gradually in my career, but I certainly feel fortunate.
Now, the Michigan premiere of Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, will be happening tomorrow, Tuesday, December 19th. It'll be at Grand Rapids Celebration Cinema North and the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. And you and your wife, Lisa, are going to manage to be in both cities as guests of honor. Good luck. Well, let's hope there's no snowstorms to clog that drive along I-96. And we should note all the proceeds from the Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor events go towards Joe Ellen Nyman Anchors programs for children at Hospice of Michigan and Arbor Hospice. Chris, could you talk a little bit about these institutions and the longtime relationship you have with them?
Many years ago, when the first Jumanji came out, my wife at that time was on the board of the Children's Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island, where we lived. And she had this idea that, well, you can actually use movie premieres not simply to draw attention to the film, but you could actually use this as a way of raising money and drawing attention to a worthy cause. And for her, it was the Children's Hospital in Providence. So she arranged this Jumanji premiere, quite successful. People, they all got dressed up and went to the movie, and there was a little red carpet and everything, and it was a great financial success. And then when the Polar Express came out, my wife said, well, let's do this again. We were contacted by Children's Hospice in Grand Rapids. They were very keen on the idea of trying a Polar Express premiere in Grand Rapids to raise money for the Children's Hospice. Hard to think of a more worthy and worthwhile effort than that.
Indeed.
So we were on board. We called Warner Brothers, and they were happy to do it. So we did this premiere in Grand Rapids on that occasion. Got to know the mission of Children's Hospice and visited the hospital a couple of times, and since then have developed a strong relationship with the hospital and especially the hospice effort. And so I'm assuming now that as long as I'm blessed enough to have my books turned into movies, they will always be a premiere in Michigan for hospice.
That's wonderful. Well, you can get details on these Michigan premieres by going to Jumanji4Anchors.com, and that is the number four, Jumanji4Anchors.com. Chris Van Elsberg, a lot of us are going to be thinking about you and thanking you as we read and watch The Polar Express this holiday season, and now the new film, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, with the Michigan premiere happening tomorrow night in Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor. Chris, thanks so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.